with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Olympic gold medalist Lindsay Vonn. Welcome to the show, Lindsay. You look fantastic. Where are you? Where are we speaking from?
Oh, thank you. I'm actually in New Jersey. My fiance PK is getting ready for his season, or hopefully, we don't know when he's going to start. So we're here in Jersey.
Nice, nice. And is that a King Charles Spaniel? Did I pronounce that right? Or
a Cavalier?
Charles. King Charles. I knew it was along those same lines. So cute.
He's a star. I'm just a sidekick.
What's his name?
This is Lucy.
Oh, her name, Lucy. Excuse me, Lucy. Forgive me for that. So, Lindsay, you've got this new unscripted series, The Pack, about, well, dogs and their humans. Tell us about it. We're big dog lovers over here, so this sounds cool.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it was a really great opportunity. It's basically a global competition show where dogs and humans partner up and compete in different challenges, and the winner actually gets $500,000. And I think for me, the best part about it was the charity component. We gave away $250,000 to each country that we visited, or $250,000 total. But we donated to different charities. We donated medical supplies, food, and also the winner gets $250,000 extra to give away to the charity of their choice. So I think we helped a lot of dogs in the process of making an amazing TV show.
That's awesome. And what are some of the challenges, for example?
There's scent work, there's fetching, there's tugging, it was crazy. There's digging. Lucy would have not done well in any of these challenges. I can officially confirm that. But these dogs were incredible. You know, none of them had come in to the show with any sort of formal training, but they had orientation in LA for 3 months. And so they were ready for these challenges, and they did exceptionally well. I mean, it was really impressive to see. I definitely was surprised, and I definitely think they're a lot more capable than I give them credit for.
Yeah, I like that they're novice, these dogs. They're not like those dogs that compete. You got the every dog.
Yeah, they're like everyday dogs, and doing things, surprisingly.
That's fantastic. Well, congrats on that. Look forward to checking it out. And I've been noticing you've been putting yourself out there on social media, taking on body shamers, and which, by the way, ridiculous. Anyone that has anything to say regarding you, do you feel like you're making any sort of progress with this virtual judgment from people? Because I feel like there's keyboard gangsters are going to talk no matter what.
Oh, you know, I'm not delusional of the fact that there will never be body shamers or, you know, trolls on social media. But, you know, my goal was to just give girls and women the confidence to just be themselves. You know, no one's perfect. No one's going to be perfect. You know, we don't need to Photoshop all the time. You know, we just need to be more accepting of who we are, especially right now. You know, I think with COVID, it really gave me a new perspective of, you know, we need to lift each other up. We need to be more positive. You know, we've got so much negativity in the world that we don't need to be negative towards each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with you on that. And good for you, by the way. Winter Olympics, a little over a year away. How's the pandemic affecting the athletes that are trying to prepare right now? I imagine you're outside and essentially alone a lot of times, so it shouldn't conflict, or am I wrong?
It's actually really affected all of the skiers who I've talked to. You know, a lot of the mountains were closed down.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. The mountain, you got to have a mountain open. That's right.
Yeah. And in the summer, you know, always the athletes travel to New Zealand or to Chile for training. And obviously travel was not possible. A lot of the American athletes really struggled because, you know, we don't really have skiing in the summer. We have one mountain in Mount Hood in Oregon, but Europeans have all of the glaciers, and, you know, definitely at a huge disadvantage. So I think, you know, geographically, you can either be in a very good position for the Olympics or a very bad one.
Wow, that's an interesting point. Let me ask you a personal question. I've never skied in my life. Is it too late for me now? Because I feel like now I'm too aggressive anyway. I'll probably wipe out and hurt myself at my age. Should I just like not eat, like just go kick it? I'm all about like hanging out and drinking in the
in the lodge.
He'll just be in the lodge.
I'll be in the lodge kicking it. But is it too late?
The Opry ski is definitely where it's at, but I don't think it's too late. You know, I think it's all about, you know, just being cautious. I mean, you can get hurt doing anything. You'll get hurt walking across the street or rolling your ankle, walking, you know, whatever it is. always get hurt. So I feel like if you want to do it, if your family wants to do it, like your kids, just go for it. And if you get hurt, I mean, I've gotten hurt many times. Like I can tell you, I'm still walking and I still went back and did more.
That's true. And by the way, I get hurt all the time doing other stuff.
Yeah, he's averaging about one big injury a year.
Well, it's about that. I'm not that age now. Everything just starts breaking down. So yeah, why not? I got to do it. It's a bucket list. I got to at least ski once. Come on. Yes. Now I know you had to postpone your wedding because of the pandemic. Any thoughts when you might be rescheduling?
Oh yeah. I mean, we're just not sure what's going to happen. We obviously are really excited to get married at some point, but you know, his family lives in Canada and my family is kind of scattered across the US and my one sister is married and lives in Italy. So, you know, there's a lot of different issues that we face trying to put this together safely. So we're not stressed about it. We're going to wait and give it some time and hopefully do it, you know, when it makes sense. And I don't know, I always live by the motto that everything happens for a reason. So I don't mind the extra time, you know, during the pandemic, Kiki and I know each other that much better. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, no, exactly. No rush. No one's going anywhere.
Got our whole lives ahead of us.
Exactly. You doing anything for Thanksgiving?
I'm actually going to go visit my family. The nice thing about PK not playing right now is that he can actually come with me to Thanksgiving. So, we're going to go to Utah, see my family, and, it should be pretty fun.
That's where you're from originally, Utah?
No, I'm actually from Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's what I thought. Yeah. Where in Minnesota?
Montchanel. I'm from just south of Minneapolis. I grew up on a little hill called Buck Hill. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Small town.
Yeah. My sister lived there for like 5 years. Eden Prairie, I think the name of the neighborhood.
Eden Prairie is a nice place. It's cold.
Cold. Hell yeah, it's cold. That the water bottle next day came out, they was frozen solid. Couldn't believe it. No, it's nice right there. Okay. Before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
What's it called? What's the whole? The Bodyguard.
Okay.
He's great, but there's only one season, so it was really disappointing. I couldn't really binge on it.
And it's only like six episodes, right?
Yeah. No, I saw that was good too. Yeah.
I wanted to keep going for a long time.
That's a sign of a good show. Favorite TV or movie dog?
Favorite TV or movie doc? I don't know. I just recently watched that documentary called like American Murder about the woman from Colorado who was murdered. And that was really depressing. And so I do not recommend watching it, but that was the most recent one I watched. And I don't know why I even brought it up.
First of all, I've seen that one and it's fantastic, but you think I said doc, I believe. I actually said dog.
I was like...
I thought you were going to say the dog that was in the house that wouldn't stop barking.
I know. I was going to say the dog. I was trying to think of that dog in that documentary right there. But yeah, I meant D-O-G.
My favorite dog?
Yeah. Like that's come out in a movie or TV show.
I don't know. I mean, Lucy, like she's coming out hot. You know?
Hey, keep it in the family.
She's like the new star in town. So I know her Instagram is blown up.
Is it blown up as it should? She's beautiful.
I love Lucy Vaughn. Everyone loves her.
Lucy Vaughn. I love it. Celebrity crush growing up.
Brad Pitt. I think everyone has had a crush on Brad Pitt.
Right? Still does, probably.
It's my crush forever.
That's your forever crush? Have you ever met him?
I was like kind of right by him at this and I was like, oh, that's him. Don't say hi. I was like trying to really play it cool. But in that playing it cool moment, I missed the opportunity to say hello. So
he's super cool. You ever get a chance to meet him again, just go up to him. He's real nice.
Okay. Well, next time we're together, you're going to introduce.
I'll totally introduce you. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
The sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top.
Ooh.
Hands down the best, but I have burnt the marshmallows and
I like them a little burn actually.
No, but I literally lit them on. They were on fire.
Oh, they're like, okay, that's might be a little much. Okay. And all time favorite athlete.
Besides PK, Roger Federer.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Great. Watch the pack. now on Amazon Prime. Lindsay, congratulations on everything, and hopefully we'll see you in person soon.
Thank you. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Take care.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.